Hey, Podfathers listeners, you can find us every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Dad, I'm hungry. Hi, Hungry. I'm Daddy.
What do you think, I'm made of money? Money doesn't even grow on trees. When you pay the rent, you can make the rules.
Remember, don't make her peas your peas.
Have you heard about the new restaurant on Mars? The food's great, but it's got no atmosphere.
Hey, come here. Pull my finger.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Podfathers, the best parenting podcast in the universe, presented by Barstool Sports. It's your pal Clem here. We got Larger Boy in Jersey, Chaps down in Texas, and we got Nikki the Good and Joey Langone in the office right now. And we are back for another week, and we have a couple of little breaking news stories here coming up in the later in the show. But I had to give the update to my guy Large. It's been, I don't think I've even given you a Girl Scout cookie update at all. This was like, this got us through the pandemic in 2001. That was, you were asking me every week how Sienna's doing. We are about a month into her Girl Scout cookie sales. We have already eclipsed last year's complete total of 2,300 boxes. We've sold 2,500 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Shout out to a bunch of the people in the pod fam. I've seen, I know our girl Kaz. Kaz has bought some stuff and donated some stuff, like Chap said, to the Operation Cookie Drop and whatnot. So Sienna is in line right now, I believe she should be the leader in the clubhouse, unless Big Cat's kid is a Girl Scout or something like that, to potentially get me an Oculus. So I'll be entering the metaverse sooner rather than later. Hopefully, fingers. Last year, the grand prize was a electric scooter, and we got some AirPods out of the deal. My ear holes don't really work for the Apple headphones all that well. She got like 1,000 different prizes. It was
wait, Clem, too small or too big? What are we talking holes here?
Chaps, I got small ear holes.
Oh, like, yeah, me too. But those things will split your head. It's like whenever they see some watermelon farmer over in like India or some shit, will go up to the watermelon and flick it and it cracks. That's what I feel like AirPods do in my brain. Like whenever you stick them in, like it's going to split my head open.
It hurts. Those things. I'm just in constant pain. And
yeah,
when everyone was wearing the white ones at first, like the regular wired headphones, I couldn't do it. And
torturous.
And same with these. And now you look like a real old person if you're not, you know, rocking AirPods. That's what all the cool kids are doing.
I'd rather get shot again than have to wear AirPods for a whole day.
Anti-AirPod podcast. We're going to. There's no way Large even knows what AirPods are.
We're hitting for the cycle. I was just on a 7-hour flight from fucking San Diego with delays. Mm-hmm. I have to take my sleep mask and move it down over my ears so they don't pop out. I got very shallow ear wells. Yeah. They're the fucking worst.
Littlest ears in the game, in the podcast industry right here.
They are very, they make no sense to me. I don't like the, I wear these over my AirPods. Like I had another pair of these, like, you know, kind of over the ear, ones, but it doesn't have the connection for my iPhone. My iPhone has the other connection, but it does have the connection in case the seat back needs, you know, like, so you can use on the plane. So I always have one of those on me. I'll put in my AirPods, then I'll put in over ear things just to keep them in. I'm a huge seller of AirPods. If you guys would like to rebuke them, I'm way on board with that shit.
Rebuked. It took no time. These things, how are they not made of some foam that you could put in where it'll form fit to your ear? Like, how can they not figure this out? These things are hard as a rock. They got no good tips on them. Get them out of my face. Over the ear headphones is the way to go.
You can't tell me that it's just, that happens to be three of us are all that all feel this way. I feel like all the young kids, they just are in constant pain and they just want to look cool, right? But we don't care. We're old.
Let's see. Nick, are you team AirPod, Joey? Yes or no?
It depends on where I'm going. I would say,
you're gonna make it complicated, Nick.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm an analytical guy.
Nicky the difficult.
Jesus, a simple no would have been fine, Nick.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm team AirPod, but you got to wear them the right way or you look fucking ridiculous.
Okay. Joey? We'll talk to you later, Joey.
Is there his AirPods fell out?
Yeah.
Tell you what we just got is I order sometimes I get burnt. I order stuff late at night now from TikTok. Like I used to order from Sky Mall. Like I'd get drunk on a flight, then all of a sudden that's how I got my inversion table. Or I'd order it from like, you know, catalogs. I'd get drunk, I'd be at home, or like Home Shopping Network. All those stuff gets me. So now I order shit from TikTok.
But that 7-foot Buddha you have is gorgeous.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Thank you, Sharper Image.
Yeah.
No, I got the ones that are on the outside of your ears. You ever see those? They're just, they look like.
Oh, yeah, the bone phones. Yeah, that's the a bone military ones. Technology.
They're pretty cool. And like they kind of rest. They have the one strap that goes around your head because they have to connect. And then they're wireless otherwise. And those ones, those work out pretty well. So I'm a
phenomenal for that golf course too.
Yeah. Or yeah, any kind of active type thing. Like if I go out on one of my brisk walks, AirPods pop out multiple times. I can't do them. They are actually fucking worthless. So, but you know, maybe if I'm laying in bed with Nikki the Good and we're not moving around, then they're okay. But those bone ones, like you said, are pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are sweet. My brother rocks them all the time. He just keeps them on. People just keep them on. Like they're just to like have them on there. So.
I love the beginning of some of our shows where we just have the most dad conversation. How do you guys feel about these fucking newfangled headphones that they got from Apple? Pieces of shit. I'm glad you said something, Rick.
God damn it. Rebuke him. I rebuke him. Oh, we are some fucking serious dads, man. But shout out to everyone who's gotten the cookies from Sienna. I think they're still on sale for another couple months through the website. So if you go to my Twitter at the Clem Report there, it's the pinned tweet that you can get it. But we have already registered both kids for summer camp, which is the first time we've booked either kids for summer camp, because Sienna probably would have went in 2020 before the world shut down. And AJ, I mean, he's...
What kind of camp are we talking?
We're talking day camps, not sleep away. We're talking local day camps, probably about... It's actually AJ's preschool does a summer camp during the summer. I went there when I was a kid. And Sienna's going to another camp that's local around here. And I think we might even get a free week of Girl Scout camp if all these people keep loading up on their Thin Mints and Tagalongs. Is that acceptable?
That would be a prize. That would be a good prize. And if you have a camp that you can go to and learn archery, buddy, I would live vicariously through you. I always wanted to go to an archery related camp.
Do you think camps these days, like, it's like, yeah, I'm going to go to an archery related camp, but I'm going to vlog it all too. Like, I feel like you have to have some sort of digital aspect so you can be ready to enter the real world. If you want to enter like the digital age, I feel like that's a big thing now, right?
Probably. I mean, there probably is little influencer camps where they teach you how to say like subscribe and follow and all that.
This is
like
how you get an old 50-year-old to buy your headphones summer on TikTok.
Camp. We should lead it. Like all the kids around New York have like a 2-week summer camp where we're going around and be like, all right, kids, bring out your phones. Who's got an Android? Shame the Android user.
Brianna Chicken Fries, like our special guest for like we're doing merch as well. I think we can work with this, chaps. We're looking for more ways to expand the brand. I think we should start getting these kids once they're in summer camps.
And if you want a religious version, I can lead a vacation Bible school. We can have a puppet ministry.
What's going on in Texas, Chapsy, these days? Do you have the kids signed up for camp?
Yeah, we're gonna do camp for Cardi. Cardi's gonna do. We're looking for a jiu-jitsu camp is what I want to get Cardi in.
Whoa.
Doing a little bit of fighting. McCartney has a very fighter spirit, so I think that would work out well. And then Kelsey's summer camp is going to be at like Chick-fil-A or the movie theater. So
yeah,
hers is going to be getting a damn job. It's her summer camp.
That's true. I guess we're at the age. God damn it. These kids are getting old, man. I said the other day, I said it on Twitter. I said, let's just act like 2019 was last year. Cause that's what it was. It's 3 years ago. And then Glennie Balls, I saw when he was on Bravo, that was 5 years ago. I mean, this shit has just, we've hit fast forward on 2 years of life. And I think we're kind of in a weird place as we hopefully start to get a little bit back to normal. No masks, by the way, no masks at the schools around here. I know some teachers, they say they honestly can't, they don't even know who their kids are. Like they see their face, it's like the first day of school. And they said it was first day of school vibes, that extra energy. I don't know if everyone brought out like some new clothes, chaps. Remember we used to talk about getting the new clothes, trapper keepers, all that stuff, but just that vibe where everyone's a little extra energetic and maybe happy for a little bit. some good times up here. How's everything in Jersey, Large? You guys all
we lifted the masks on Monday. Yeah, so same thing. Kids are, you know, pretty jazzed up about it. I think a couple of teachers and a couple of hardos still wearing us kids. But Mick, we did, Mick won a state championship last night in basketball.
I saw that. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. 900 people in the gym, not a single mask. And they were pretty strict on it before that throughout the season. So it was like they sold tickets to it, and like it would have been a perfect time. You have your mask, you have your mask, but there was none of that. So apparently COVID is over. And so we crammed into it. It's still on the planes. Like I flew on Sunday and the planes are still. I
can't wait for that to be gone. That's oh, <man. laughs> And that one doesn't make a lot of sense, because even at the beginning, the airline CEOs came to Congress and they're like, look, our purifiers are so good. It'll be almost impossible to catch it on a plane. And people are like, double mask on a plane. It doesn't matter. I mean, we're still fucking taking our shoes off because one dude did it in like fucking 2005.
They woke me up again, chaps, on the way home. We'll talk about 3G in a second. Oh. But they gave me that. I'm like, wah, wah. And lift your mask. You know, because it had fallen down. I'm
like, oh, how fuck. Angry are you at that moment? Like, if you're 3G, and you're sleep. In the, because you can't, because you're so, it's one of those times where somebody woke you up for something so stupid that normally you could fall back asleep easy, but it's infuriating. And when they wake you up, like if you're on a plane and you're sleeping and you're doing a little 3G goofing and they wake you up and they say you got to put it on, you're so angry when you wake up from that nap that there's no shot you're going back to sleep. Happens to me on Sundays when I'm watching golf. It's the only day of the week that I will take a nap without fail. One of my dumbass kids will come in and be like, Dad, can I go outside and swing on the swing? Of course. Why the fuck would you wake me up to do that? It's it's our backyard that's fenced in. We have multiple dogs that are going to protect you just in case something happened. Just leave me the fuck alone. Don't wake me up when I'm sleeping, because I will never go back to sleep again.
In their defense, though, right? You do have multiple dogs, but
I do.
One of the dogs is just the sweetest thing in the world, and the other one's as tiny as fuck, right?
True. Yeah, but in Gus's defense, if he sees Baby Dale getting ready to give somebody the Watfer, he'll stand up.
Does he really?
He's basically kind of like NATO, and Baby Dale is Ukraine, like ready to give people the Watfer, the bigger ones the Watfer if they have to. But yeah. Baby Dale kind of knows deep down inside, NATO does have his back in the backyard too. He's not going to get directly involved, but he's there in case he's absolutely needed.
We got we have a fashion show on Sunday. The seniors who are graduating have to do a fashion show, and there's like maybe 250 of them doing it. So they had asked me if I would be the MC for it. So every kid comes up, I'll be like, and here comes Chaps McNeely, and he's wearing the latest from Nordstrom's and blah, blah, blah. And Chaps' biggest hobbies are, you know, blah, 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 blah. Chaps, I have to do that for 250 kids. Me and Annie are going to do it off and on, so 125. One of the kids sent a nice little email. Mrs. McCarthy, I've just been thinking about it. I sent in the questionnaire. I'd like to change my answer. I was just goofing around when you know, one of the questions was, where would you love to spend an afternoon? And I put in the Ukraine. And now I realize that was a tasteless joke. I'd like to change it. So Annie's like, no problem. You know, like we wouldn't have said that. Yeah.
We gave
the kids like three questions. Where do you see yourself here? What's your favorite? What's something people don't know about you? And the kids all tried to be like yearbook quote-ish, you know, like kind of clever with it. With all of them. So one of the kids said something about the Ukraine and he pulled back on it. So that I guess the sensitivity, the too soonness of it is definitely there. And I'm glad it is, you know, and we, like I said, we wouldn't have used it. We obviously protect the kids. But yeah, so that's something that's the inappropriate joke of the day is definitely anything around the Ukraine, I think.
Yeah. What if you brought him up there whenever you're doing that MC thing and be like, hey, so down here you wrote a little Ukraine joke. Do you mind explaining that to the audience? Yeah.
You piece of shit. Bitch. And he's a great kid too. Like we know him. So he's like, you know, Mr. McCarthy. So it's good.
I'm actually amazed at Barstool here that like just looking in the draft, everyone's been pretty fucking good. No silliness, no like fake videos. I feel like.
No, absolutely wrong. Barstool.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Pat.
Oh no.
Pat took a paratrooper scene jumping out where it was our troops that were practicing. And got duped on a TikTok video that said that Russian troops were parachuting in and filming TikToks while they were doing it. Just absolutely not true at all. So we have had some of those. I told Coley, could you just please tell people to stop? Like we are blogging typically what's wrong with the new Klondike bar flavor. Let's step away from actual foreign policy events that affect the lives of hundreds of thousands of people.
Geopolitics, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I accidentally attached a scene from the original Red Dawn.
I mean, the Ghost of Kiev shit. People were posting videos from video games.
Really?
Yeah, like a lot of them were just from a really high-tech 4K video game. And people were like, it's the Ghost of Kiev. It's like, no, it's Player 2.
Well, I mean, hey, if they were on 3Chi, everything looks really on 3Chi. Or true. If you're on the airline, you're looking to just sneak some Z's in like our guy Large. And that's why you got to – I had a nice little 3Chi experience on Saturday night. I'd say between the last couple of years and then everything else going on in the world, you just go on Twitter right now, you can get yourself worked into a little jumble and realize you have just brought two kids into this crazy fucking world that only seems like it's going to get worse. So, you know what we need to...
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler. And we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Large, you said we have a breaking news from the Costa de Large.
Yes, it comes in the form of an email from a customer service thing that I did not recognize. Dear Mr. McCarthy, thank you for taking the time to contact us. We're very sorry to learn of your unpleasant experience you described as one of our chocolates. We take great pride and care in each item we produce. The boxes are packed from a packing chart so that all boxes carry the specified assortment. We're very concerned that this could happen with the rigid rules of quality assurance and inspections that we carry in our own production facility. A report has been given. As a gesture of goodwill, we'll be sending a gift certificate coupon to cover the cost of the product that disappointed you. We're very happy to count you among our valued customers. Thank you very much. You may place your next order by phone, 800, or on our online shop, www.russellstover.com. Thank you again for sharing your experience. Please contact us again for your comments and questions. Jenna D. Wellborn, CSR, Russell Stover Chocolate. So Russell Stover, the Whitmans are back on the menu, boys. And I'm telling you, I was actively, because we had Valentine's Day, right? So I was actively going about finding what I would do by the time Mother's Day came around. Because Lint owns this, so you can't just go to Lint. And Lint is a multi. It's a
once you start the boycott biz, it's just a big old
slippery slope.
It's like a pastry. And there's just so many layers. It's a flaky pastry.
Chaps, I was going Amish, and the thing is that you have to find one of the dark chocolate assortments, which ups the ante because we're a dark chocolate family. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't having much luck or availability. So I'm very happy to announce that I'm back in the Whitman sampler camp. Very
strongly.
I gotta
be honest with you, Large. I'm a little disappointed here because as the relative for real finance guy that spent time on Wall Street, done a little negotiation in your day, I feel like you gave up pretty quickly there. Like you came to the negotiation table and you were just happy to be a part of it. I feel like you should have stuck to your guns. One gift certificate. I mean, that's fine if you're giving them party favors at the mall food court for your kid's birthday party. but if you're really trying to correct the industry, which is not even really about you or Annie, and I think you would say that, but it's about the other customers that would get bamboozled.
Chaps, I got to be honest with you. You're 100% right. I was like that dog that automatically rolls over and exposes its belly. Yeah. I was just so happy to get that email that I'm back on the table.
Yeah.
Even if they said, we'll send you out that one, you know, it was the cashew cluster.
Cashew cluster.
The dark chocolate cashew. If we're going to send you one cashew cluster, I would have been like, thank you, sir. Can I please have another?
Russell from Russell Silver shows up at Lars's house and he knocks on the door, has that one piece of candy and tell Lars to get down on both knees and open up his mouth, and he places it gently on his tongue.
Or leaves it in my mailbox while we're away for the weekend and it's hot. I come back, it's just a couple of fucking... So either
I
way,
I'm
just...
I left it in the carrot field by your old house.
So we're back. And like you said, 100%, I gave up easy, but I'm more than happy to be back in the fold. No harm, no foul. Let's move on, right?
Mm-hmm. Shout out Whitman's. I didn't think they had it in them. I'm still shocked they're digital. I guess it's because they're Russell Stover. I feel like the people from Whitman's still haven't, can't connect to the internet right now, right? That's kind of the vibe you gave me looking at that box. That's huge right there. Because, yeah, I guess you're not going to get anything.
The whole squad at Whitman's is just on typewriters and shit. Snail mailing all of their correspondence to Big Brother at Russell Stover.
Oh, that's big stuff in the large house. We have a bunch of outstanding issues. We had the Ready Refresh, which delivers our pole in spring water. They drove onto our driveway and nicked it up. The truck is a huge fucking water truck. Never been in my driveway for the 4 or 5 years we've had pole in spring at the house. Guy backs into the driveway, completely cratered. Where road meets driveway. Put a picture. I called. They said we don't have a call center anymore. Basically, I guess after COVID, they killed their call center. Emailed, no response back in 2 weeks. Put up a picture on Twitter, said at Ready Refresh, you guys fucked my driveway up here. What's going on? Didn't want to get Big Cat involved. Didn't tag him or anything. And then I just got roasted by a bunch of people saying I probably have water damage under my driveway. And it was probably due to very cheap asphalt by the people before me. So this is a tricky slope.
I hate that kind of stuff when you get victim blamed. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault that you have water under your driveway or that somebody did a poor job. Leave you alone. Just make sure that your driveway gets repaired. How difficult is that? You're ordering delicious pull of spring water. That doesn't mean that you need your driveway messed up. You did nothing wrong, Clem. Don't let those people bring you down.
Thank you, chaps. I've been driving on the driveway with fucking the minivan. Ridiculous. We have our cars. Never a problem. Nary a problem.
To our guy all wrong.
I'm the pussy for accepting the free chocolates. Now, Clem is the fucking hero of the people.
Well, yeah, you didn't have, I mean, he got wronged here. Like, this is a full out, we're talking about a decidulation to his driveway.
Rallying behind the Whitman sampler. I said I would never touch that, you know, never let their candy touch my tongue again if they didn't make right by you. And that just reminds me, I wrote to Chick-fil-A the other day. They forgot our kids' fries and their toys. And, you know, when you have the kids in the car and the two things they want are their fries or their toys. That's all they care about. I wrote to Chick-fil-A. What would you think you would get from Chick-fil-A to right or wrong for something like that, where they forget two kids' fries and two kids' toys?
I mean, if Chick-fil-A makes that kind of mistakes, I feel like they give you a franchise. Like, they take that shit seriously.
Yeah. We acquired the local Mayapack franchise for that. All I got was two free fries and two desserts. I was shocked. I thought I was getting, I told my wife, $25 gift card minimum. And I was dead wrong. Egg on my face. She's probably going to divorce me now because of it. So thank you, Chick-fil-A, for that. What'd you say, Jeffs?
Kathy, the owner of
this was kind of breaking news that I had seen as well. This obviously ties into the show. A guy named, I have to get his name here, Andrew Sinden, one day woke up and said, I just wanted to play Duck Hunt with my kids. Connected his console to the TV. Didn't work due to the, I guess, different technology with the LED TVs and all that kind of stuff. Has built an entire new fucking light gun to work with his video game systems. And it can be purchased at SindenLightGun.com, I believe. Chapsy, we're back, baby. We're back.
Yep. It is. So I went this... So I had a very me moment last week. I went to go pick up McCartney and somehow the times got fucked up in my brain, left the house a full ass hour early, like in March when school has been in full swing for a long time, left an hour early. So I stopped by Best Buy whenever I realized my mistake. And wouldn't you know it, I go in there and I'm just cruising around the games, just hoping maybe there'd be a PlayStation 5 in there today. There still wasn't one, spoiler alert. And I don't know what the deal with that is. But I came across a game. Have you guys heard of it? It's called Chicken Range. Have you ever heard of it?
Never heard of it in my entire life.
So Chicken Range. I'm
so glad that this isn't my 600-pound zombie right? Oh, like, well, or something like that. Some when I just got very flush too. You know what I mean? My 1,000-pound zombie twin
Lots
sisters.
Lots of stuff is happening on 1,000 pounds.
Has Discovery Plus cut off from Russia yet? I've seen Netflix. I've seen Facebook. I've seen everybody. I have not seen the Discovery Plus.
I think that's the stage that the war effort will take after we realize that maybe having a no-fly zone won't work. I think that it's next it would be removing Discovery Plus from Russia, which is going to be a shot across the bow to their people for sure. But there's a game called Chicken Range, and it has a gun just like Duck Hunt did. And you could stand across and you shoot these chickens, and all the chickens do is just meander across your screen and you shoot them. But unlike Duck Hunt, when the ducks were completely powerless against the shooter, the chickens have a weapon at their own disposal. They will egg the shit out of you. And if they cover the screen in eggs, then the game's over. So you got to kill them before they completely muck up your stuff. The whole family was playing it on Friday night. Had a great time. I took some 3-Chi, their little packets, put it into a little bit of just some tonic water. Had a delightful time. Everybody was giggling their ass off, shooting the shit out of chickens. It was awesome.
What God intended to be, baby. That's fucking. Mm-hmm. So what is it called? Chicken Range?
Chicken Range.
So a little gun range, awesome. Double.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's surprisingly fun, actually. And you can like have different chickens... kinds of guns. Like you could pick shotgun, pistol, yeah. Fucking AK-47.
Yeah, it looks like they're in tanks. And yeah. There's a chopper.
They're updating it now where you can use javelins against their tanks. Yeah, it'd be great.
That's awesome.
And this is on the Switch. Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. You put the Switch controllers in the gun, so then that's how it works. Because that was
and it's only... like a long shotgun too.
Yep. And like so, the Wiimotes, when you use for the Wii, you could like kind of do some sort of shooting games or stuff like that. But that was the only one. You couldn't do it for anything else. We're big into the Switch now. We Luigi's Mansion, the two kids play, Sienna and AJ play that nonstop. And now we've reached a point now, the whole family, we're doing 4-person cart because AJ can now play Mario Kart and he's not just a complete, you know, we're waiting for the 12th place guy for an hour and a half. And it has made family time so much more enjoyable at 7 o'clock at night after dinner. It is an absolute delight. Do you guys go to the Chaps? You may, I don't know if large your kids might be a little too old for now, but like the bowling alleys now. You go there and, you know, or I guess like laser tag, and they all have like these like huge arcades inside of them. Mm-hmm. And they all come with tickets. Everyone, you know, walks away with a couple of Tootsie Rolls and one of those little poppers that you can pop up. That is that's just another fantastic part of America in 2022. I am so happy we have that in our lives as a parent, because there's not a lot of things you could do with your kids that is fun for the whole family. That's one of those things you could still get in, maybe find an old Simpsons game or something like that, NBA Jam, or you could play like, I bet just Chicken Range stuff is out there in like arcade form. Like that's the other thing, they have a lot of the like Angry Birds, they have a lot of games on your phone. They charge you $1 to play and they'll give you like 5 tickets if you do decent on it, you know.
I looked into getting a skee ball machine. I wanted one. Ooh. For like our game room, because that would be incredible if you had buddies come over and you hosted your own skee ball league or something like that. So much fun.
I'll be shocked if Large says he hasn't had a skee ball machine or something in that ilk, like maybe the basketball hoop. I have the Street Fighter 2 arcade game, but that's it.
Yeah, we had the double Papa shot in the old house because we had like the big thing. So we bought it for Mick once for Christmas. We set up right in the living room. We kept it there for about 3 years, and it was awesome. Everyone came over and played it. You know, it was every now and again you get like an errant thing that would go into the dining room and whatnot, but it was good. One of my biggest regrets is my mother-in-law, before she moved, she had in her basement one of those long shuffleboard tables that you got to go down to the 3 lines. Then mm-hmm. it comes back. You put like the grated cheese on it, so it like goes smoother and stuff like that. And we had the opportunity to take that. I think we wound up like donating it instead of taking it because we didn't have any room in the basement for it at the time. But we have a Dave and Buster's by us. And that's not a Dave and Buster's, a Humdinger's. And it's batting cages, bowling alley, arcade. It has a room that has the lasers across it. We have to go through and not break the lasers like Catherine Zeta-Jones terrible movie with Sean Connery. And
hey, that movie's not terrible, is it?
Yeah, I think it was pretty bad. And then and then the best thing about it is inside they have a Carvel.
Oh,
Carvel is elite soft ice cream. So, so it was Humdinger's.
Isn't that the shark?
Fudgy the Whale.
Oh.
Fudgy the Whale and Cookie O' Puss.
We don't have that down here. That's not a southern thing.
No, I know. Well, you got Buc-ee's, which is the greatest store I've ever been in. Hands down, it's the greatest.
Shove a walnut log in my bussies. Yeah.
I think a day after we had the podcast release where we talked about Bucky's and Large's wonderful experience there, there was a video of someone online literally flying down south to just go to Bucky's for like 3 days, have the brisket sandwich and everything else there and try it out and, fucking you know, man, do some sightseeing anywhere in Dallas or wherever it was. But yeah, significantly elite. If you were to have a house, as you know, like Large's old house, very nice house, has a nice Papa shop, maybe some nice jewelry inside, computer, high top shelf Santa Claus outfit, all yes, that kind of stuff. You got to keep it safe. And what do you do to keep it safe? You go to our friend Simply.
Fire up the solo stove.
Oh, not this week, chefs. Not this week. Sorry. Maybe next week. That's another thing you got to keep safe. You got to keep safe on your solar stove as well. It's a fantastic investment.
What if somebody got their hands on your fucking gunmetal chrome tool set?
Oh,
right? 99 piece.
What was that? Oh, yeah. 189. Allen wrenches up the ass.
Well, hey, boys.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm glad that you mentioned one part there, Clem, because earlier this week on Twitter, somebody was like, I really want to get the SimpliSafe, but I don't want to be locked into a 10-year contract. I was like, buddy, mm-hmm, who told you that? 10 years? No, there's no long-term contract, let alone 10 years.
That's the kind of shit our parents got roped into when we were kids. And you had those contracts. They fucking, it's the Columbia house, right? Get five CDs for $1 and then you're fucking getting a bunch of bullshit you don't want. SimpliSafe don't play that kind of stuff.
I will say that back in the day, they used to have better deals whenever you would buy something. Large, I'm sure you saw this whenever you're buying cars, where they'd be like, oh, come down, buy a car, and we'll give you a VCR. And yes, you'd be like, holy shit, a VCR. That's not, how can I not?
I'd go before Disney. That. It used to be like a vacuum. Like these, yeah, like, right. Or you go into a car or dealership.
You don't, there's going to be a
free hot dog
prize in the trunk. Like you don't know what it is.
Yeah, mystery prize in the trunk, the dead body. It took me only 10 minutes to set up the SimpliSafe, by the way. Then Annie came in, undid everything I did, and it took her about an hour.
I like it. Both of you guys know how to do it now. That's great.
Yeah, I'm not much of a man. But we're safe.
New segment for the week. I don't know how I'm going to actually start expanding this, asking people on Twitter, but we got a new segment called Just the Tip. These are tips that people are sending us in for life, parenting, adulting, whatever you want to call it. This one came from Nicholas. Nikki, the good, the better, the great. Hey, Clem, big fan, listen to the podcast. You guys were talking about engagement rings last week. I got a tip for the listeners. Just got engaged. Me and my fiance, she picked three different rings for me to pick from, so I knew which one she liked. Also, I went to a jewelry store at the outlet, got 40% off over $1,000, so it didn't break the bank, and it's a nice ring she likes. Just thought it was a great tip for you guys looking for some rings. Name thoughts here. Peyton Andrew or Peyton Elizabeth, depending on if it's a boy or a girl.
I like both. I don't mind both. I think they're both
really
good.
Works. Yeah. Peyton really fucking works. I never realized how good of a name it was. But I don't even know which one I like. You know Peyton Manning, so you think boy, but Peyton Elizabeth, Peyton's a very good girl's name too. So mm-hmm. I thought that was an A+ name by
unless she's an Uggo. If she grows up to be an Uggo, it's a rough name. Like if you have an Uggo, you gotta have a name like Jill. Like just real plain, not really trying to grab any attention.
Maud.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Peyton with an E versus an A?
I like it with an E. I think A might be more masculine than E.
Mm. Yeah, maybe. I just
Gary Payton would be with an A.
That's why I think about Payton with an A. I just wrote a letter of recommendation for a friend of ours, friend of the family, and her name's Payton. And I was spelling it with an A. Before I hit send, I just checked real quick and I had to go back and switch them all to E's just maybe because I'm an idiot. It just automatically,
it might be the same thing as like Aaron and Aaron, where A is the masculine version and E is the non.
I wonder what this guy's last name is, because this kid's, whether it's a boy or a girl, could have pretty cool initials. Like if his last name is like...
It's actually, you know, Putin, which stinks.
Yeah, but it's like Pat, you know what I mean? Like Pad, If it's like a D name, you know what I'm saying? Like Peyton Andrew D or Peyton Elizabeth, like Grace would be Peg. Like, you know what I mean? Like that'd be kind of cool.
Do you guys think that Russia will have a time period where they don't use Vladimirs? Kind of like Germany had to go away from Adolfs.
An Adolf blackout, blackout. Yeah, Vladdy blackout.
If so, like one in every three kids there is going to have to change their name.
Yeah, that's a real fucking problem. That's probably like half the fucking
population. And not just there, but the entire Eastern Bloc loves him some Vladimirs.
That was one of my favorite things about Vladimir Guerrero is that he was named Vladdy. Yeah.
Just everybody in Eastern Europe.
My name is Peyton Milosevic.
Yeah. Hey, Vlad. No more Vlad. It's Peyton. What about your sister? She too.
She too, Peyton.
Madam Easter? She's a Peyton also. With an A, though.
Do you guys, I have a question for just casual TV watching with your spouse. Do you guys ever try to do the accent or the voices that you hear and will like kind of work on it whenever you're in bed to the annoyance of your spouse?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love doing it. And lately because of the Uncut Gems thing that's constantly on TikTok, I've been trying to use, cause I feel like Julia Fox's voice is so close to Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek, where I've been trying to do that voice over and over again. And my wife's like, it's terrible. You're no good at it. And I'm like, let's get in there. Can I do it for you guys? I don't think the Please. Tone is correct, but I think the cadence and speech. Please. I was Josh Safdie's muse when he was in Uncut Gems. Like, that's pretty good, right?
A little Forrest Gumpy, but yeah, you're good.
Damn. Uncut Gems.
I can tell you what. I know for a fact that Annie is pretty fucking sick of Eddie Barstool showing up everywhere. You know?
I got to tell you.
Annie, I got to be honest with you. This game, I know it's a state championship. There are a lot of people here, right? I mean, look, there's Carl. There's some, she's like, shut up.
You should describe our churros as Eddie.
I'm going to do the sausage Palermo. Thank you, Mario. I can't stop. I can't stop at all. Belvedere, straight up.
I love those guys because they're so genuine. White Sox Dave might be the only Barstool employee who exclusively calls me Uncle Chaps. Like, even if he texts me, he'll be like, Uncle Chaps, got a question about dogs. And then I'll call him and be like, hey, Uncle Chaps. Like, hey, dude. The best.
When I started listening to my podcast on 1.5 times speed, by the way, is that common? Does anyone else, do you guys go 1 times, 2 times? Where do we go? I go 1.5x.
I got to be honest. I don't listen to podcasts.
Really? Mm-mm. Largy boy, do you listen to podcasts, Large?
I haven't listened to podcasts in ages.
Wow.
The last time I listened to a podcast, the only time I listen to a podcast consistently is when someone tells me I'm on the Dave Portnoy show for not advertising or something like that.
True. Yeah, I do tune in. If somebody's like, hey, Dave talks shit about you or Erica talks shit about you, I'll tune in for that 5 minutes. But when I first started, I got accused of stealing Big Cat's joke about something because I did listen to part of my take. And I was like, you know what? I never want to be accused of this again. So now I don't listen to anything just so it doesn't like influence what I'm talking about.
I've had that happen too, where I like wrote a blog and then someone's like, oh yeah, it was funny on part. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't listen to that yet. And fuck. So I hear what you're saying, Japsy. But the Chicago guys, when I first started it and it was a 1.5x, I couldn't tell who was who. But now I've gotten to the point, thanks to, I guess, Large's Eddie, it's kind of put everyone in place for me. So I wanted to thank you for that, Large. Also, we going back to the engagement thing. Chaps, you asked this last week. You said, is it true? Do most women care about getting an engagement ring and that 3.5 month salary? Because our girl Cass said you were wrong about it. And based on the replies I'm seeing here to this tweet, I'm saying 90% of women don't really give a shit about it. People saying either they have like a family ring, it's a waste of money. Some this guy here, Michael C. Wright, said he asked if his wife wanted upgrade. She said, no, don't waste your money on that. Like, go get the backyard landscape, like do shit around the house or get something done that's worth the money. So
I think far, it's so going good. The way of religion in the United States, where there certainly is still a contingent of people who really care about organized religion and going to church. But by and large, most people are moving away from that, where they don't care about it. And I think that if you do care about your engagement ring or whatever, like, so what? Like, you still care about it. That's something that you like. Big deal. But I think that there is more and more people who aren't. And that has to deal with the price of everything else. I think if you had affordable housing and life was more affordable than it as it was in the 70s and 80s, you wouldn't have that as much now. But now you, like, first-time home buyers, our generation, like the millennials, older millennials, most don't own homes. So, like, of course, having a engagement ring that's worth 3.5 months salary isn't as important as paying your fucking rent.
That's the gift of the magi shit right there. You guys didn't see a gift of the magi fucking reference coming out of my mouth today, did you?
I didn't. No.
You didn't. Not at all. Not in the least. And someone also replied saying that this all started back in 1938. De Beers had a campaign during the Great Depression. The price of diamonds collapsed and not a lot of people had rings. And that was kind of what got them into, you know, pumping the diamond rings. And now fucking, you know.
The most successful advertising business and ad sales of all time.
Of all time. It
has to be the diamond industry.
Sliced largest bread, Black too. Friday suck last year. Shit, it's pretty good.
Sliced bread.
Thank you, Clem.
The Dave Portnoy Show told me that one.
Clem snuck one in, and I won't do any more Eddies, but I will say we're supposed to do some promotion for the sports book opening up in Illinois for online registration. It's been open, but you have to do it in person. So that changed, I guess, last week. So Clem's like, you doing the ad for that in an Eddie voice? So I did. Yep. I wish I would have. And then everyone comes in. What happened to the Bang Bang? Again, I don't listen to them. I only listen when I'm on. So I don't know. Eddie apparently starts out shit Bang Bang.
All right, Bang Bang. Yep.
Yeah. And then he also says somebody else gave me a couple of keywords that he uses all the time, which I just don't know. I just know as, you know, that's all I know.
The fact that you don't also listen to him and know all that about him is actually kind of even more amazing to me, because you have it weekend all down to a T.
Yeah, I did the weekend with him and erased it. Right. Yeah, yeah. So that's it. So that's how I got. So mine is conversational. You know what I mean?
Eddie looking smart with gas prices going up to $4.55 a gallon. Eddie and the Tesla looking very smart.
Very smart. Prudent. Yeah. Our boy Eddie is prudent, if nothing else. All right, so we're going to hop into the mailbag to wrap things up here. And as we were discussing earlier, it's getting warm outside. I have a fuck. So Large has a fashion show on Sunday. I have a goddamn St. Patrick's Day parade. This is what parenting is, going to fucking parades to watch your kids walk by you for fucking, as the other kid is trying to like kill himself. I'm going to be on AJ duty. I could already tell. But luckily that the St. Patrick's Day, obviously the tournament coming up, that means it's getting warmer, and with the warmth comes the grass, and you got to make your grass look good. We just saw the first side of grass since I think the new year at our house. We've had snow for this entire fucking time, had a great melt the other day, fucking ready to refresh room my driveway, and now here we are, but the grass looks like we shit.
Had snow on the ground for fucking 3 months.
Yeah, it's there's always been a layer, right? Yeah.
The last tiny bit of snow went yesterday because it got up to 75, and snow's coming in tomorrow.
Yep.
Snow coming in tomorrow. Yeah.
By the time people are listening to this, I'll probably have snow covered in it. And listen to this, Chapsy. We just got our email from the schools. They said, oh, by the way, we're all out of snow days. Your kids will be going back to remote. So after all this talk about the masks and everything being on, I'm going back to fucking 2020 tomorrow, and I'll be remote teaching my kids from home as the last remnant.
I'm going to make a commitment. I'm not doing that shit. If my kids have to do homeschool again, they're just going to be uneducated. Like, I just can't do it one more time. I was going to drop Cardi off at school last Friday, and it is the day before spring break. So Friday was the day before spring break. And Cardi goes, wow, my last day of school for 2 weeks. And I was like, what? Like, yeah, 2 weeks. We have spring break, and then we have teacher development week after that is what they're calling it.
Oh.
And I was like, for a full fucking week? I dropped Cardi off, immediately called my wife. I was like, this can't be true. A full week. It's not true. It's only Monday and Tuesday of the week they come back. But still, adding that on where the kids are out for 14 days or whatever, like for the spring break, outrageous. These children need to get summer break taken away, Christmas break taken away. They need to do some catching up. Like, these kids are dumb as shit.
I'll take a refund for my summer camp and just send them to school. Exactly. I'm 1,000% with you, Chapsy.
I'm like, you can't even read. You're in 11th grade.
But nonetheless, I can't believe spring break. It's already for you too. Our spring break isn't until April, but then again, we did have February break here, which is a bunch of bullshit as well. So I guess we're all just screwed in the end. Well, nonetheless,
are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out Three Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3chi.com. That's 3chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at PodfatherShow. Or you can email us at PodfatherShow@gmail.com. First one, God damn it, comes from Doelgi. How do we say the name here? Our girl D. How do we say
Doelgi?
Doelgi. Question about chores. Do your kids do them? How old were they when they started? And do younger kids, you know, younger than 10 years old, get an allowance for doing chores? And what kind of chores are suitable for what age? So general chore question here. My kids do not do chores. I need to get the fucking 7-year-old to start doing chores, but the 4-year-old is the one that really cares about money. So I need to kind of figure out how I'm going to do this. So you guys have the floor. Chaps, you start us off.
All right. So Kelsey's responsibility, do the dishes and clean up the kitchen after dinner. Because we are still one of those, I think it's a rare family that eats together probably 6 out of 7 nights, if not 7 out of 7 nights during the week. We eat together all the time. And then Kelsey cleans up the dishes and I'll help her out doing that task. Cardi's main task is their bathroom, like Kelsey and McCartney's bathroom, clean that up on Sunday and clean up their room and put away their clothes. And then little tasks that we know that they can handle. Because McCartney has very short attention span, like their dad. So if you send them outside to do a task, it's likely that they'll be up inside a tree, like chasing a squirrel or something like that. So that's not going to really work out. And then Kelsey will like clean out our cars and stuff like that too. So it's very dependent on the age. And it depends on how much patience I have in constantly monitoring it, because sometimes it's just easier to do it yourself than having to constantly deal with these little hellions.
That makes sense.
We have similar. Let me ask you, chaps, with your children, how do you do the payment for the allowance thing? Or do you not? We can't do allowances here. It just doesn't work out. Do you do an allowance for chores or?
So if, because typically the kids have had poor attitudes, like most kids do whenever you ask them to do something. If they do it, they do it without complaint and they do it well, then I will give them allowance. It's getting done either way. So they'll do it until it's done and it's either going to be done poorly and they don't get anything. Or if I feel like they've done a good job, then I'll add, like for Cardi, I'll add like $5 or $10 or something like on Roblox or a game so they can add money there. That's a big motivation for McCartney. And then for Kelsey, it'd be like, all right, I'll take, like, if you do a good job and you're doing things, then she'll get an allowance too, type of situation. So we do a little bit of allowance, but nothing set, like where I owe you fucking $20 because you live in my house for free. Like, that's never made a whole lot of sense.
I've never been able to figure that out. And some people actually do it.
You live here. I guess I got to give you money for paying for all your shit already.
Right. If you don't have your kids doing some sort of chores, you will never be able to ask them to do something for you down the road. Like if they're used to having to be able to do it, I'm telling you right now, make it a point. And little things like Bridge, I pack her lunch every day. It's in like this, one of those little cheapo bento boxes. And then inside that is in a, like a frozen lunch box, like the ones that have the freezer bags in it. So as soon as she gets home every day, that bag goes in the freezer. And then the bento box gets washed. I don't have her do the dishes because she's awful at it. You know what I mean? Particularly if we have eggs. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. I never take out, I'll take out the garbage every now and again if there's no one home. But I'll never take out the garbage. And it got to the point where, you know, I'll get, if I'm always doing the one that puts together the garbage, like I'll have 2 or 3 bags. And if they're not gone, if I have 2 or 3 bags within eye shot of Mick, then I'll put 2 or 3 bags on his fucking bed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where he knows he has to do it. And then Finn is a full-time plumber. He doesn't do it.
Right.
But
no,
but
Finn, I'm get in here and snake this toilet.
But, and then our dogs, like they have to be walked. Our dogs have to be walked. So it's, since we moved, that it, like, that's become a huge chore for them. And we whack it up with where we do the latest one. We do the one very late, and then we do the one in the morning normally. But if you don't get into that fucking habit where you tell your kid to do something and he does it, and then all of a sudden they're 13, 14, or 15, and you go and ask them to fucking shovel snow, there's a good chance they say no, because it's just nothing that they're used to doing. And I, like I said, I do a better job with Bridget's bento box. Mm. You know, I do a better job shoveling than the boys do, but they have to fucking do it, or else you are absolutely fucking your kid going forward. And you as a parent will feel bad asking them for something for that first time. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, buddy, can you do me a favor? Like, you know, if you're not in the habit of telling them to do something and them fucking doing it.
Yeah, like we have this huge magnolia tree that constantly drops the little cones off, and you can't run those over with the lawnmower because they'll shoot into your house and probably break a window or something. So I'll be like, go pick up those things. And they all hate it. Who likes to pick up stuff out of the yard? Nobody likes that, but I don't care. And I don't care if it takes you from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock to do it. Before you come inside, it's going to be done. And I don't care how much bitching is going to happen. You can say whatever you want to, but ultimately you're coming back inside when those things are all picked up and not before.
No, that, okay, that's good to know. That makes sense. And I will say, so Sienna, you know, she'll get like money through random gifts or whatever, someone will, for birthday or Christmas. And what we do is we try to, like, occasionally when she's out and she wants something, be like, all right, like, if you want it, you can pay for it. And just, that's how we're teaching her how money works right now. She went up to Michael's, got some fucking little sets of beads that are going to just get all caught in the vacuum, and AJ's going to knock them over. But she went, she paid her $10, and everyone kind of learned from that. So I think
Mick doesn't vacuum anymore because he ripped his ripped his hair out. So Mick stays away from the vacuum. He's
yeah. For any of the younger listeners there, if you want to get your parents to stop having you do stuff, just really do it really poorly.
And, yeah, vacuum your, like, sister's hair.
Yeah, ruin your sister's life for a couple of weeks.
And Josh, another thing I'd recommend too, like bank accounts, if your kids get a job, like this is something that we did where we took Kelsey's pay and like it's in our bank account where she can only see her little element, but we can move money around. And whenever she would get paid, I would take 8%. I'd figure out what 8% was, and I would move it into a different savings account for her, like almost like her own little version of a 401k. And it would be the moment that she was paid, she didn't even see the first 8%, and I would move it over. And then after like 6 months, you show her, this is what happened. We moved 8% like you would if you were setting up a 401k. And now over here, money that you didn't even know about, now you have an additional $600 that you didn't even know about that was saved, and it didn't affect you at all. Like, that's how you start to save money. She was like, oh shit.
Do you think your children do more as far as chores go than you did as a child?
Chaps? I was pretty terrible. Probably. I mean, probably too. So I was out a lot and, constantly playing. I don't remember having to do a whole lot of chores. Like, there was I like mowed and I did a lot of that kind of stuff, but
nothing
comparatively
daily.
To my wife, like what my wife's life was like, I didn't have chores like she did or anything like that.
Same here. I think my kids do more than I did, you know, on a daily basis. To your point, shoveling, or, and I always had a job once I turned 12 or 13, I always had a job. So I think that made up for it. But I think as far as like household chores and getting the garbage out, my dad did so much of it that my, you know, I probably had it easier than my kids. So, but Dolgy, her kids, we kind of know how old they are since we were friends with her on social media. So younger, the
yeah,
better.
We need to cut the shit. It's Melissa.
Barstool Sports and Foreplay have partnered up with Skillz, the leading sports skill training brand, to develop co-branded golf training aids that will help you improve your game. The Skillz Barstool Golf line was designed to help sharpen every aspect of your game from tee to green. The products help you develop your swing, whether it's gaining distance, improving accuracy, chipping around the greens, or dialing in your putting. All products are made by golfers for golfers. They were developed by industry experts who understand the game. Skillz Barstool Golf products are now available at golfgalaxy.com/barstool or in store at Golf Galaxy and select Dick's Sporting Goods House of Sport locations.
Brooklyn girl. Right. Nikki the Good, yeah?
Yeah.
I remember when I was young, I think my parents told me how to do my laundry pretty young. So it's like, they don't have to deal with one. That's just one less thing they have to deal with. It's a pain in the ass. And then if I want clean clothes, it's all on me to do it. And it's pretty easy to do. You just throw it in. And I mean, kids these days with machines and shit, it's a piece of cake. So I think that's a decent way to go. Do you guys have like, it's not, I imagine you guys are the same as us based on what you're mentioned. I feel like the adult chores, like everyone kind of has their thing. I know I do take the garbage out. I'll usually bring the laundry down. The wife will fold the laundry. She takes care of like cleaning the kitchen and stuff like that. I think like everyone kind of gets like their corner and you just dominate that corner. So you know, it's done well. And you know, Large brings out the Large, you don't bring out the garbage. You put it together. You collect everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine is typically, if it's heavy, then that is my domain. Like, if something weighs a lot, then that's usually something that I have to do with. So like our trash, I take out the trash just because I don't want to hear the kids bitch. There's a lot of the things that I do because I don't want to hear anybody else bitching about it. Like picking up the dog shit in the backyard. I was a dog handler for fucking 10 years. Dog shit does not bother me. So I'd rather deal with that than hear McCartney. Oh my God, it's so disgusting. Just shut up. I'll do it. Like, this is fine. I'll pick up the dog shit. But I mean, one of the things that like having these kids do this stuff too, it really makes you not want them to move out. Like for me, whenever I see the dishes every single night and Kelsey is working somewhere, I'm like, fuck, now I gotta do the dishes again. And I'm sure you're looking, I guess you'll have Finn still around when Nick goes to school to take out the garbage, but then eventually he's gonna be gone and you're gonna be looking over at cute Bridget like, take the trash out. No, your day's coming, pal. Like, yeah. You're gonna be back on it.
I hear you. But like I just saw the hawk yesterday. I put blue cheese out in the backyard as soon as I saw it. I said, good luck. But if there's obviously, if there's like a dead animal on our property, Finn is the dead animal guy, because there's certain things that I can't do. And, you know, we had put a couple of storm windows outside yesterday up against the house, and we'd asked Mick to put them into the garage, and he didn't. And we had a big windstorm last night. So all of a sudden, me and Annie were watching Killing Eve last night. We heard that in the middle of the night, and two storm windows shattered everywhere. Right. So, I mean, I don't know how at this age, when I tell them to do something and they don't, like, I'm not punishing Mick for that. You know what I mean? It was just a mistake. He forgot. He had a big game last night and all that kind of stuff. But you have to get on him really early too, with the whole, like, I got mad at Mick for something a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, you got plans with your friends tonight? He's like, yeah, I do. I was like, no, you don't. I was like, and please, please fucking argue with me about this. And he was like, nope. And he just went upstairs. I was like, leave your fucking phone on the counter. And then I didn't see him till the next morning. And that's like big for a high school kid to be told at 7 o'clock that everything that was going to go on from 9 o'clock on, perhaps with his girlfriend, perhaps with his friends, perhaps, was just done. And that's like the effective thing for me to do. I can't do that for a broken storm window. You know, but when they're small kids, you can be like, by the way, that bento box will not have a Samoa in it today. Like, you can do shit like that, right? And so you don't jump on it young, right? It's like every now and again, if you give your kid a little whack on the ass when they have a pamper on, they're like insulted about it. But, you know, but once they get older, you can't hit a kid. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, especially us, how would you know without, you know, hurting them? So get on them young with that stuff, with the discipline too from it, because discipline gets so much tougher. I don't know how to discipline a 17-year-old kid.
Oh, it's impossible. Tough. Timeout's easy.
Yeah.
Timeout is easy. Like, but doing stuff where it's not going to be detrimental to them long term. And you want the same thing. This is the huge issue with talking back, right? Yeah. Like there are certain aspects of talking back, because the way that your parents were, the way that my parents were, you didn't talk back because that's disrespectful. But also, you need to be in the position as you grow older to be able to advocate for yourself and defend yourself if you feel like you weren't in the wrong. And having that shift in your parental brain of, this isn't somebody that's just my child that's supposed to be like essentially submissive to me and listen to every single thing I say. I need to listen to what they're saying too, to see if what I'm actually saying makes sense. It's hard to put yourself in a mature position to do that, especially when you're angry about what's going on. Like, if you feel like you've been slighted or disrespectful and they don't view it that way, and trying to listen to their perspective, it's a tough situation to be in.
And he got talked back to by Mick too. I'm making him out to be a real prick. And so, you know, we moved on this side to be closer to the high school. And so it's like 3 or 4 blocks away. So I was like, where are you off to? He's like, well, I'm going to go to practice now. I was like, and how do you plan on getting to practice? Are you going with the car that I fucking bought you? Right? The one that's my fucking car. I was like, give me the keys. And he's like, okay. And then as soon as he left the house, he took off. I was like, and I don't give a shit if you're late. And if he's late for practice, he doesn't get to play that next game. And he took off out of my house like a bolt. So Annie came. She's like, did you talk to him? I was like, yeah. She's like, is that why his car isn't in the thing? He didn't go. I'm like, no, he went to practice, but I told him right before he was leaving, he couldn't take his car. She was like, you know, they're practicing at the middle school now, right? I was like, what do you mean? The one in our old neighborhood? She's like, yeah. So he had like a 2.5 mile run to practice.
You know? And then you feel like an asshole.
I did. I felt, you know, it's not 2.5 miles, but it's like maybe a mile and change. Like you had to run a mile and change to go play, you know, varsity basketball practice and then get a ride home from his friends, you know. And
but I will say in those moments, Large, one thing that I've really learned over the last probably 2 years, especially with McCartney, because McCartney is easily my difficult child as far as having like explosive personalities and things like that. Apologies from parents to children mean so much. And because I feel like they have more grace built into their bodies than we do. Like if you go up to your kid and you realize I was an asshole, I went too far, the punishment that I gave you was too much. That recently there was a time where McCartney was being very difficult in the morning and trying to get him to school and get him in the car, and I raised my voice like old me, old like Marine version of me, and I haven't done that in a long time, and I could tell like McCartney's face was scared, like in the back seat. And you never want your kids to feel scared. Yeah. And so I immediately like stopped, pulled over to the side of the road. And I was like, hey, I want you to know the way that I spoke to you and the way that I yelled and reacted was wrong. And I'm sorry for doing that. And I'm going to really work on treating you with respect and not raising my voice at you like that, because I wouldn't want that to happen to me. And the conversations that you can have with your child in that moment, when you're able to do that, means a lot. And I think it repairs a lot of the damage that you have in your relationship. Cause I certainly can remember times that my parents would yell at me and I knew that they were wrong and they never admitted it. And it does, even as a child, it sticks with you. So I think if you can apologize to your kids when you do go too far, I think that means a lot.
Yeah. I did the other day too, where one of them was a little cut to the quick when I was yelling. And so I had to teach him the difference between, me being disappointed and them being a disappointment. Yeah, that's another thing. They take that shit to heart. Like I said, I was very disappointed in them and they had taken it as them being a disappointment, like kind of remembered it. You're like, oh shit, that's something that you got to hammer out. You know what I mean? Like disappointment is nothing that you are, but I was disappointed. You fucked up. You know what I mean? Like the stakes are high now. And I gotta be honest. I go back to it all the time. We know a lot of kids, but suicide rates and shit like that, these kids internalize a lot more than we did as kids. And that's why you hear these stories of, you know, these beautiful kids who go to UPenn and never had a problem in their whole life, throwing themselves off of fucking bridges. So you do have to tread very lightly and kind of watch what you say to a degree, because they don't bounce anymore. You know, like we just used to bounce. Like my dad, he never did, but he could have called me a fucking disappointment and I would have forgot by the time I got to Knapp Street Pizza. But these kids internalize a lot of this shit now. So, because they're smarter than us or they're smarter than we were back in the day. So I don't know. I don't know why we keep having them. It's fucking sucks.
It's rough. Yeah. Really, and I think what you're saying about the disappointment thing too, like to me, talking to your kids about the difference between, like, whenever I say something like that, I'm using it as an adjective, not as a noun. Like that is the way that you acted. Yeah. It's not who you are.
Yeah. I'm disappointed. You're not a disappointment. Right? I mean, that's it. Yeah. Like, you want to know about disappointment? It's me, you know, ask your mom how I am in the sack. Right.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I probably keep that.
All right. Well, on that note,
both of us, me and you, kid, on Friday night, you're going to experience the same thing. And so is your mom, because we're both coming home early.
On that note, guys, we'll see you next week. As always, stay safe and stay sane out there.